This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our Focus and Amplify study of Psalm 23, we established the focus as being knowing the Good Shepherd personally. As we amplified this focus, we indicated that verse 1 is a summary statement or introduction. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Then the focus is amplified with two main points that describe how the shepherd cares and provides for his sheep. Verses 2 and 3 are an affirmation about how God cared and provided for the psalmist. Verses 4 and 5 are a personal testimony of how God cared and provided for him. The conclusion, verse 6, declares the expected outcome of having such a personal relationship with the shepherd. This outcome is twofold, in life and in the afterlife. The psalmist declares, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life." I pointed out in our last visit that when your cup overflows, it will begin to touch and bless others. Possibly what the psalmist is saying in this verse is that the blessings I receive will overflow to become part of my legacy. Wherever I go, God's goodness and love follow me and touch others. Other translations of this verse read, "Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life," the Message, or "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life," New Living Translation. God is always chasing after or pursuing me to bless me with his love, mercy, and goodness. He wants my life to be full and fruitful. He wants my life to overflow and bless others every day of my life. Isn't that neat? Why not thank him for that right now?